This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. When the state legislature reconvenes this week, one of the first pieces of legislation members are likely to consider is one that will reform the federal unemployment insurance program. Leading Republicans want to lower the maximum benefits and cut the length of time that many recipients can stay on the program. Those legislators say the changes will help pay back a growing debt the state owes the federal government. Advocates for workers say the cuts are unnecessary and will push thousands of residents over a financial cliff. Mandy Locke has written a series of stories for the News and Observer of Raleigh on these proposed changes and joins us now to talk about them. Mandy, welcome.
Great to be here, Frank.
Let's review these changes now, because I know earlier this month, right, Congress approves the extension of emergency federal unemployment benefits, and that's all part of their fiscal negotiations that go on. But that extension may not be available for some unemployed residents of North Carolina because of these proposed changes. Why is that?
That's right. It will be in jeopardy if the legislature, as it says it plans to do, will enact these changes July 1. The feds are willing to extend federal emergency unemployment benefits through the end of this year, but only for states that did not reduce or otherwise cut the weekly benefits for unemployed workers. So by doing that, we essentially forfeit our ability for these unemployed workers to collect federal emergency unemployment through the end of the year.
How much money are we talking about?
Well, the number changes week to week depending on how many people are unemployed and what phase they are in the trajectory between state benefits and federal benefits. But we're talking about $25 million that comes directly into the state from the federal government to about 85,000 workers who are on the federal phase of their unemployment. That's all federal money. It doesn't increase the debt that the state currently owes to the federal government. This is strictly coming out of the federal budget. So some worker advocates are saying it's foolhardy to forfeit the ability for $25 million a week to come into the economy, because as we know, these workers spend the money quickly to pay their utility bills, to buy groceries, to do all the things they need to do to keep up their households.
Well, why would the legislature want to cut the benefits if you're going to lose all that federal money?
The legislature is really desperate to quickly reform the unemployment system. Remember that we owe the federal government about $2.5 billion, because we leaned on them during the recession and the recovery to pay unemployment benefits to our workers. North Carolina's unemployment fund was nearly depleted in 2009. So since that time, we have been borrowing money from the federal government. The longer we delay paying back that loan, federal unemployment taxes will increase for employers. So by cutting the length of time that people are eligible for benefits and by cutting the maximum weekly benefit amount, legislators are hoping to accelerate the payback date by a few years.
So there is a relationship. I want to be clear about this. There's a relationship then between how long it takes you to pay back the government and how much more businesses would pay in increased unemployment taxes?
Absolutely. More than a year ago, employers started to notice a slight increase in the federal unemployment taxes they were paying. This year, that increase doubled, and it will continue to climb in the coming years until North Carolina satisfies its debt.
Would those taxes go up anyway? In other words, what's the relationship between the debt and the debt payback and ordinary increases, if there are such things, in unemployment taxes?
So the federal government has the right to raise these taxes if a state owes it money and has failed to pay it back in a specified length of time. So these tax increases are in direct relationship to North Carolina's slowness in paying off this debt. And so until that happens, until the debt is clean, these taxes will continue to go up. As part of the reform efforts for the unemployment system this spring, the legislature is also poised to increase slightly the state unemployment taxes for employers. So there are going to be increases. There were always going to be increases until the federal debt is paid off. But yes, employers will be asked to contribute, required to contribute more as well. I mean, legislators are very clear. This is a painful process. I mean, no one is going to come out unscathed.
Right, but what about workers? What kind of cuts are we talking, unemployed workers? How big are the cuts?
It's pretty dramatic. Right now, the maximum weekly benefit, if you maxed out, if you made a salary of about $55,000 a year or more, you would have maxed out in your weekly unemployment benefits. Right now, that max rate is $535 a week. What this legislation would do is reduce the maximum benefit to $350 a week. So that's about a 35% reduction, which is pretty dramatic. So in essence, it's going to cause some sort of reduction for any worker who makes more than $37,000 a year, roughly. They're going to see some sort of reduction. Those who had maxed it out are going to feel it the most dramatically by losing about 35% of weekly benefits.
Now, so those are some pretty big cuts. That means a lot of money no longer in the pockets of people who are unemployed. And one of the reasons legislatures say they want to enact these reductions is to spur the economy. What do they mean by that? What's the connection here?
Well, these numbers didn't come out of a vacuum. They have relations to what other states surrounding North Carolina are doing. It is true that North Carolina's maximum weekly benefit was higher than its southern neighbors. The only other state that had anywhere close to what North Carolina had was Kentucky, and I think their rate was about $415 a week. So we were dramatically higher in the maximum benefits. What they're hoping to do, they say, is by reducing what we require employers to pay or keeping it lower and paying off this debt more quickly, the state wants to be more attractive to employers and businesses and industry that may think about relocating to the state. They also want to give more incentive for businesses that are currently here to grow, to add more employees, to bring back people they laid off during the recession and this beleaguered recovery. So they hope that by reining in these costs that will give some natural incentive for growth.
And it's interesting to look at who is unemployed in this state, because one of the growing groups of unemployed are those who are highly educated and formerly well-paid. How does the growth of that class of unemployed affect the whole system?
Well, as you know, we have a bounty of well-educated and formerly well-paid people in this Triangle region and across the state by and large. And many of those that are having the most difficulty finding jobs in this recovery are those with good educations and formerly great jobs. We have right now more long-term unemployed workers than in any other recession and recovery in America's history. About 3% of the workforce is considered long-term unemployed for more than a year. And if you are one of those people, you have about only a 16% chance of finding a job in the coming months. So those numbers are bleak, and job growth has just been very slow. Right now, there's about one job available for three unemployed workers. Those are just very tough mathematical challenges.
What about the impact of these the unemployment tax increases on businesses? Is it felt the same across the board, small businesses and big businesses?
Well, your rate is obviously determined in part by how many people you laid off during the recession. So companies, the News and Observer being one, who laid off a number of people in the recession, has a higher rate than companies who didn't lay many people off. Across the board, they anticipate increasing, well, at least for most businesses, there would be about a 0.6% increase in state unemployment taxes with this bill. And nonprofits and local governments who have been allowed to sort of pay off what was paid out to their unemployed workers over a two-year period are going to be expected to pay as they go so that they'll be feeding the system on an ongoing basis. So, yes, employers will be feeling this in some fashion as well.
employers feeling it, and any difference if you're a big business or a small business? Does it have any greater or less effect depending on your size?
Not in terms of the rate, but obviously the more employees you have, the more you'll be paying in taxes, and fewer employees, the fewer taxes right. you're going to pay.
So the changes, how likely are these changes to pass, to be enacted, and is it just a matter of degree, how big the cuts, or is there some debate over whether to go forward, given the fact that so much federal money is at stake as well?
Well, as you know, the legislature is Republican majority now, and so is the governor, and there seems to be strong consensus on both sides of the General Assembly and in the governor's office to move forward aggressively with the unemployment reforms. So while there may be some quibble in the details, I don't anticipate that what they've put forward now will change dramatically from what they anticipate passing this session.
All right, Mandy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mandy Locke, a reporter for the News and Observer in Raleigh. Coming up, we're going to take a closer look at mental health in the Latino community on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.